Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dale Ross. He's the hockey player from Spirit River, goes to St. Cloud State University. I guess, first of all, Dale, how's kind of the season been going for you? I believe this year now your third year playing at St. Cloud?
Yep, my third year. And it's going good. We have been, I think, last year was one of our best seasons we've had with 19 wins or 18 wins. And this year we're hoping to try and beat that record. We're just going into the second half and doing pretty good.
Of course, as you mentioned, you're now in your third season playing at St. Cloud State. How would you say that your game has sort of progressed from when you first started there to what you're at now?
Oh, I think, well, obviously if you're playing hockey at this level, like, kind of know what better place to be to develop and get better. And I think for my first year, I was kind of felt like I was didn't know where my place was quite on the team, being in a new team and having older players and trying to follow in their footsteps. So I think having a good coach and helped me develop more and see that I can maybe play beyond university kind of helped me to push and become a better player. And I think physically and my hockey IQ has grown probably the most.
And I understand that at St. Cloud State, you're also majoring in community health. What made you decide to go down that road, and how's that been working out for you?
I actually switched my major now. It's exercise science. I was community health, but I switched to exercise science, and I was kind of on the fence with both, but I think I wanted to do exercise science because I kind of wanted to go into physical therapy or help people in some way, and I think that was the best decision I made for my school-wise.
And I guess on that school front, definitely with the student-athletes trying to balance, obviously, the schoolwork and also what you're doing with the hockey team as well, how are you able to sort of make that balance kind of work for you?
I feel like you just have to make it work. I know some people's schedules, depending on what major you're in, are easier than others. Some classes are more online, and some people have more in person. So definitely trying to figure out, like, time management was the biggest for me. I think going class to class and then going right to the rink after was hard, and having to come home and then spend another couple hours on homework was definitely hard. But I think finding a routine was the best for me. I'd do homework, a little bit of homework in the morning, go to school, go to practice, would have supper with my teammates and then come home, do homework, and then do some hockey homework. So watch some hockey and then go to bed. And it was just the same thing over and over. And I feel like it got easier the more you did it.
Now, one of the big stories that kind of in hockey lately, particularly on women's hockey, was the establishment of the Professional Women's Hockey League that has been getting some pretty strong reviews. And I know they do have one of their teams actually in Minnesota. I'm curious, have you been able to check out any of that so far? And what have been kind of your thoughts on that league starting up?
We actually went and watched the game this Sunday, and it was really good. I mean, it's cool to see all the players that you've played against playing that league, or players that you look up to playing in that league and getting paid to do it and not have to work part-time. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to think that, like, man, like, if I was a boy, my dream would be in the NHL. And even when I was younger, I'm like, I want to play in the NHL. But I know that wasn't realistic. But now it seems realistic. It's like I can keep playing and make profession out of it, which is, I think, pretty cool, and just be able to stay in America, too.
And do you think with this league getting off the ground, how do you think that's going to help with more sort of young girls playing in minor hockey, help them get something to shoot for?
I think it'll be good, because then they're not just shooting for, oh, I'm going to go to college and play hockey and be done, so I don't need to work that hard. I think it might push them to be even better and make it even more competitive, which is what we want in the female sports. So them being able to be like, oh, I can play hockey for longer than just in college and keep playing and stay active and fit. And I think that just helps younger girls dream bigger and work harder and have something to look forward to in the future.
And we know sometimes with hockey players, they can often be creatures of habit when getting ready for games. They like to have their particular routines they like to go through. What about with you? What's kind of sort of the pregame routine like for you when getting ready for a game?
Well, usually before I go to the rink, I always have to listen to music. That's one of the biggest things. I It's weird. It's not usually always pump up music. Sometimes it's country. I don't know why, but I need to like calm myself down a bit before I get to the game. Another thing is I usually chew a piece of gum before I go on the ice. I don't know why, but it's like, oh, I have to have a piece of gum before I go on the ice. So that's one of the biggest things. And what's one of the other things? I always have to put my right skate on before my left skate, no matter what. Doesn't matter for practices which skate I put on first, but for games, it has to be my right and then my left.
Yeah, different things tend to work for different players. Anyhow, Dale Ross, a hockey player from Spirit River, goes to St. Cloud State University. Thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me.